Hi everybody, welcome to the Haunted Cafe. My name is Amber, obviously. I just kind of wanted to jump in here real quick and explain kind of what's going on with this episode. So, I initially wanted to do a separate podcast for where I rate and review books, mostly like horror books, but I just thought about it and I was like, there's really no sense in me creating a whole nother channel and page and Spotify page too for doing basically the same thing that I'm doing on the Haunted Cafe, which is bringing spooky content. So that's why I decided to keep Chilling Chapters Book Club a part of the Haunted Cafe. So when this video starts, you're gonna hear me go, "Hi guys, welcome to Chilling Chapters, blah blah blah." And that was just, this was recorded when I was gonna make it a separate entity. So I'll probably throw in this video before all the episodes, just so you're not confused, but, so that's pretty much why it's called Chilling Chapters Book Club. I'm still debating on if I want to keep that, because I think it's a really cool name, but I don't want to confuse people. It's like, oh, I thought this was the Haunted Cafe, and what's Chilling Chapters? So, pretty much, if I do keep it, Chilling Chapters Book Club will be the book side of the podcast, because obviously I don't just do, you know, spooky tales and myths and legends. We do play some video games and, you know, all that other stuff. So hopefully you guys enjoy the book reviews, and yeah, let me know what you think. Friends, thanks for joining me today. My name is Amber, and this is Chilling Chapters Book Club, where we discuss the spookiest, creepiest books authors have ever written. And I also like to sprinkle a little bit of true crime and thriller books in there, obviously. How this works is that I read a book, and I give you my opinion about it. My honest opinion about it. So if you want to suggest a book for me to review, you can send me an email at chillingchapters@gmail.com. If you're interested in any of the books I talk about, there are links down in the description boxes below. I post these book reviews on TikTok, YouTube, and Spotify just to make it easier for everyone to listen to them. So let's get into it. So the book that I'm going to be reviewing today is called Womb by Duncan Ralston. Just gonna put a trigger warning right off the get. The following content may disturb some viewers. It certainly disturbed me. There is a lot of sexual talk. We'll go with that. Sexual talk in here. So if you're not into like any kind of like sexual abuse or sexual just grossities, not a word, you might want to skip this one. So this book, Womb, I'm just gonna come right off the bat and say I did not finish it. In fact, we actually used half of the book for kindling, for a fire. Kindling? Whatever. We used it for firewood, or like a fire starter, because I did not like it and I could not finish it. To me, the book was just like really crude and gross. So I can't tell you about the ending, so who knows. I mean, it might have been fine for other people, but I'm just wasn't into it. I'm gonna tell you the reasons why. So for me, the book, let me describe it. The book is basically about a shitty rundown motel that has housed all kinds of just fucked up stuff. It's got murders, it's got overdoses, and the part that I stopped at was a self-inflicted abortion. Yeah, and it was very detailed. I couldn't finish it. It was just, I was queasy, just not into it. The premise of the story is that this guy brings a plus-size sex worker to this specific room in this specific motel. I don't know if it matters that she was plus-sized, but the author made sure to mention
that she was plus size. Don't know if she's like she. I don't know if he's like inferring that plus size people are less than or not. Who knows? Probably not, but it's whatever. And then basically, anyway, kind of like as he's talking about like the stuff that has happened in this room, he starts putting sex toys in her. Yeah, the basic way that I can describe it. And he's, as he's doing that, he's telling her all this fucked up shit that happened in the room. It's just really weird. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And it's like, way to make a lady feel special. Like, but it's not just like sex, like regular sex toys, like just, you know, normal toy. I mean, I guess it's whatever anybody's definition of a normal toy is, but it's like huge, you know, huge toys, like huge toys. And just like, I don't know, too much. It was just like over the top. Personally, the author sounds a little twisted. I don't really want to talk like crap on him because I don't know him, and I don't, you know, I'm not gonna judge a person just by on like the type of book that they wrote. But it's just a really weird, like, it seems like he wrote about his own like kinky pleasures. Yeah, I mean, maybe, you know, I don't know him, but it was just odd. And the book was kind of promoted as like an extreme horror, and I guess you could call it that, but for me personally, I don't really consider this like extreme horror. For me, it's, but I know that like the definition of like extreme horror is different for everyone. Like, extreme horror for one person could just be like, I don't know, like true crime stuff, whereas extreme horror for other people could be that like McKinney Manor or whatever, where he like drowns you and stuff. You know, it's a moving scale depending on the person. And like for me, horror is like to have a fear of something, whether it be like a killer or the paranormal, the unknown, an event that's going on. It's just like the fear of the next thing. It's the spookiness of it all. Like, horror is, to me personally, is not to be like grossed out by things. And like I said, it's different for everybody. And I know that that's like kind of part of the definition for horror is like to be overly disgusted. So it's not my cup of tea. As I was reading, I wasn't like scared of anything. Like, it wasn't like, oh, what's next for the person? What's next for the person? It was just like, what's the best way that I can describe this that is totally gross and totally just too much? Like, and it's not what I would consider, you know. Basically, if you just want to hear how, like, how overdoses are, but you want to see how grossly described they are, read the book. Like, I don't know. The book to me kind of read like a fucked up version of an erotica, like fan fiction, like sexual fiction, like, you know, I don't know. I guess some people can be into that, but I'm not. So it's describing like sexual encounters while people are overdosing because of a baggie of like bad stuff. You know what I mean? Actually exploded in their anal cavity. Yeah, like, it's that. It's like, oh, this girl is getting played with while I'm talking about some dude that died in this hotel years ago because a baggie exploded in his asshole. Like, it's weird. It's not natural. Obviously, it's not natural. I don't know how the fuck to describe this. It's just, it's too much. And obviously, like, this kind of shit, like, happens in real life, and it's something that I guess some people need to be aware of. Maybe, probably not, but whatever. But it's just not something that I was interested in. I stopped reading. It wasn't even really halfway through. I tried. I was like, you know what? I mean, obviously weird shit happens in hotel rooms and motel rooms, but this was a little bit too weird and a little bit too gross for me. Yeah. I still wanted to talk about the book because although I couldn't finish it, I know maybe other people might be interested, which is like weird flex, but okay. Like there was one, I know this book gets like mentioned all the time in all the Facebook groups that I'm in on like about books and stuff, and there's like two sides. There's people that are like, this is too much for me, this is too gross for me. But then on the other side, there's people that are like, oh, as soon as someone says that this is too gross for them, I just have to go and get the book. Like, okay, cool. Like, you can handle gross shit. You know, la-di-da. But I mean, it's whatever. You know, obviously, this book is geared towards adults with the crazy amount of, like, you know, descriptions and stuff. It's definitely for someone with an ironclad stomach, someone that can handle like gross shit. So, I'm gonna give the book a 3 out of 10 just because I couldn't finish it. Like, if I was able to finish the book but I just didn't like it, I probably still would have given it like a 5 out of 10 or maybe a little bit higher if I was able to finish it. But I just couldn't. Like, most of the time when I'm reading books, I'm laying in bed and just like about to fall asleep. And, you know, I don't mind like spooky, scary. I even don't really mind gore all that much. Like, you know, someone's describing like a crime scene and they said that this person's like decapitated or blah blah blah. Like, I don't mind that, but this book just went too far, in my opinion. I did like the author's style of writing. He's very detail oriented, like I said. He's very descriptive, but that's kind of what made it too much for me. he just described the gross stuff too much. And like I said, maybe this is for you. This definitely wasn't for me. That's why I'm not like, that's why, I mean, I wasn't gonna review this because I was just like, this is too much, but it's kind of like I'm gatekeeping, kind of. I don't know. Like it's whatever. If you want to try it, go ahead, but I'm definitely putting like warnings out there. It's gross. And like I don't consider it extreme horror. I just kind of considered it like he threw like the most graphic and gross sexual encounters that maybe he's ever had. Not really, but you know. And you know, wrote a book about it. But anyway, if you want to try it, here, I'm gonna leave a link somewhere in the descriptions below, you weirdo. and like I mentioned, the trigger warning for weird sex stuff, drugs, overdoses, probably murder, and self-inflicted abortions. So if all of that sounds interesting to you, go and check out Womb by Duncan Ralston. I would sell you my copy, but it's missing like half of, you know, half of the book. But anyway, thank you guys for listening and tuning in, and I will see you in the next one. Catch you later.